From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The killings of five police officers in the southwestern U.S. city of Dallas is prompting President Barack Obama to cut his trip to Europe short by one day. The decision did not change the president's plans at the NATO summit that was concluding in Warsaw Saturday after member states agreed on new efforts to deter Russia from threatening member states on the alliance's eastern flank. Obama will travel to Dallas, Texas next week on the invitation of the city's mayor, as the police officer killed by the lone gunman are remembered. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says his state will pull through this tragedy.
Texas is a tough state. But just like we have overcome so many challenges in the past, we will overcome this challenge with the future being even better than the past.
Aside from the people in the U.S. mourning the loss of the Dallas police officers, there was a growing movement calling for police reforms following this week's killings of two black men by police in the states of Minnesota and Louisiana. In Washington, D.C., Friday night, demonstrators rallied outside the Department of Justice.
We'll just kind of see what the weekend brings. I hope we can use this to actually have a discussion about race and what it's like to be black in America and what it's like to have those discussions with your kids.
Everyone has to show their support. It shouldn't be confined to one race. It's about equality.
Some of U.S. authorities anticipate demonstrations will continue at least through the weekend. In the western city of Phoenix, witnesses say police used pepper spray and tear gas Friday night to control some demonstrators, but there were no immediate reports of arrests. North Korea appears to have test-fired a ballistic missile launched from a submarine from the country's eastern coast. South Korean defense officials said they could not confirm how far the missile traveled and where it landed on Saturday. Although the UN Security Council banned North Korea from developing nuclear and ballistic missile technology, the government has fired other missiles over the past. This is VOA News. The U.S. and South Korea have announced plans to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Program, also known as THAAD, on the Korean Peninsula to counter North Korea's ongoing nuclear and ballistic missile development programs. THAAD is designed to intercept and destroy ballistic missiles during their final or terminal phase of flight. It has so far proven effective against short and medium range ballistic missiles. China has opposed its deployment, saying that it is not beneficial to maintain peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and will seriously harm the security of countries in the region, including China. An official of the NATO alliance says leaders will likely decide Saturday to start conducting counter-Islamic State training inside Iraq. The official said the move inside Iraq would allow NATO to scale up the training, both in terms of the number of tasks offered to Iraqis and number of Iraqis trained. If approved by leaders, the move would come as the United States is pushing for the NATO alliance to become a coalition member in the fight against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Critics warn deeper NATO involvement in the campaign could upset Russia, who is targeting Islamic State forces in Syria. The U.S. is reporting a jump in the creation of new jobs. We have a report from Neil Arcega here in Washington.
Job creation in June gave a much-needed boost of confidence to the U.S. economy. Less certain is the global economic picture. The U.K. continues to reel from the Brexit vote, and growth in emerging markets remains weak. That weakness, combined with a stronger U.S. dollar, could affect demand for U.S. goods. Hiring remains about 25% below last year's pace. Still, the White House says the latest jobs report means nearly 15 million new jobs have been created since the end of the Great Recession. The report was welcome news on Wall Street, where key indexes remained firmly in positive territory. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
South Sudan's top leaders are urging the public to remain calm after shootings broke out near the presidential compound in other parts of the capital, Juba, on Friday. President Salva Kiir and rebel leader-turned-vice president Riek Machar were at the compound preparing for a news conference regarding a separate clash from late Thursday when the gunfire erupted. There are no immediate reports of anyone hurt there. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.